Well, it's New Year's Day, a time for fresh starts and new experiences. Andy Ricker knows something about that. He's a chef and author. His new cookbook, Puk Puk, shares a name with his restaurants in Portland and Brooklyn. In 1987, Ricker visited Thailand as a backpacker. But when he went back in 1992 to the city of Chiang Mai, something changed his life. And that something was a mushroom.
I'd come to Chiang Mai to see my old friend who I'd grown up with, who had moved to Chiang Mai, married a local woman, and they had a couple of kids, and he was working as a financial consultant, she as a teacher at the university. Chiang Mai is in the north of the country, in the northern Thailand. It's landlocked, so there's a lot of jungles, rivers, mountains, and the people there tend to eat a lot of gathered herbs. They farm rice, they catch fish in the rivers, and the food there is entirely unlike the center part of Thailand, where there's a lot of coconut milk, you know, that the limes, all that kind of stuff. And in May, in Chiang Mai, northern Thailand, there's a lot of wild mushrooms that start popping up. And one of them is called het top. And het meaning mushroom, top, I'm not sure what that means, but it's kind of like a puffball mushroom. It's kind of dark brown, kind of rubbery, a little bit bitter. And my friend Lakanan knew of a place where the guy really knew how to make, you know, a good version of Gang Het Top. So they took me there. It's like a brothy soup, and it had some pork ribs in it and some local greens that were unlike anything I'd had before, sort of bitter and sweet. And then there were lots of chopped herbs in it that I couldn't identify, as well as the mushroom that had flavored it to be kind of bitter. So it was this sort of dark, herbaceous, bitter soup that wasn't sweet at all or sour. It was just really kind of mouth-filling without being heavy. I had this moment where I was, oh, well, of course. The fact that it only exists at a certain time of the year, when this mushroom exists, was kind of a keyhole for me to see into the fact that there's this regional cuisine, the Northern Thai regional cuisine. From that point on, I was really, really intrigued by the fact that this dish existed, so I figured there must be other things out there too, and I started pestering my friends and their family, and I started going back to Thailand every year for 2-3 months at a time and just cook with people, go to the markets, pursue my education, and I've got, you know, 20 plus years under my belt of going there and really kind of obsessively pursuing the cuisine of that region. So at first when I got back to the States and you know, I would try to reproduce these dishes, I was having a terrible time because I couldn't find the ingredients that I needed. And my solution to not being able to get those really specific regional things is just I don't make those dishes at the restaurant. So we don't serve Gang Het Top at the restaurant because it doesn't exist here. In a way, it's what keeps things special for me when I go back to Thailand. I know that I'm going to find something there, whatever time of year I go, that I may only be able to get there, and only in that time. And it makes me want to go back again and again and again.
That was Chef Andy Ricker. He reminisced about northern Thailand with the world's Alex Galifant. We have a recipe from the pages of Puk Puk for one of Andy's favorite soups. It's a northern Thai dish called Jaw Fat Khat with mustard greens, tamarind, and pork ribs. Fragrant, bracing, just right for January. It's at PRI.org.